We have delved a little into what justification means, but now let's illustrate it better. I want to talk about those two big terms, justification and sanctification, because they are biblical terms. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and starting with verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And it lists several things. And then it says, but such were some of you. In other words, you have a background, all of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Now, notice the order. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified. Actually, that's a reverse order, but he's looking backwards. You've been washed. Before that, you were sanctified. Before that, you were justified. Now, the way I understand these things and illustrate them is, back when I was 15 years old, I wanted to restore a Model A Ford for some reason. And so my father looked and looked. We lived in South Dakota. And sure enough, in a small town junkyard or salvage yard, he found a 1930 Model A Ford coupe. Now, this car was really in bad condition. He let me take a look at it. I was so excited. I didn't see its condition. I saw what it would be someday when I got done with it. So he paid the man $50, and we took that car home. We didn't even have a car trailer. We had to take a chisel and chisel the thing apart because the bolts wouldn't turn. Everything was rusted. The engine was seized with rust. The roof was rotted away and gone. The seat covers were rotted away, and all was left was rusty springs. The floorboards were rotted away. The tires were rotted off. It was sitting on the rims. You couldn't tell that it had been a color because the whole thing was rust. The windows, the glass was broken out. But when I looked at it, I was excited because now I had a project. And the moment my dad paid them $50 for that car, it was justified. That is, it had a new owner and it had hope because now I was going to do something with it. It hadn't changed a bit. It was just as terrible as when we first laid eyes on it, but we dragged it home. And for the next 7 years, I sanctified that car. That is, I worked on it to make it like it could be or like it originally was. And so the process of justification is declaring something righteous. That's where salvation comes in. When we give our hearts to Jesus, he takes us as we are. Change hasn't come yet, except that we are willing to let him do something. And we are justified. If Jesus came the next day, we would be taken to heaven with him because we are saved regardless of our condition. We are justified by what Jesus did, purchasing us on the cross. And so that's the process of justification. Many people just stop there, but the Bible says you were sanctified, meaning you were made whole, you were restored. And so I had to do a lot to restore that old car. I learned a lot in my teen years working on that old car. I learned to sandblast. I learned to grind. I learned to paint. I learned body filling. I learned welding. I went down, bought a welder, brought it home, started welding right away. I'd never taken a class or touched a welder, but it came with a little book. I learned many things by mistakes that I made. I learned about engine rebuilding. When that car was done, it was beautiful, but it took me 7 years. It took a lot of love and investment. God is the master restorer. When he sees us in the salvage yard of life, he does not see what we are. He sees what he can do through us. He sees what he can make from us. And he takes us as damaged material. That's sanctification. That is justification. Then he sanctifies us by making us whole. In that process, there's a lot of washing. I remember trying to clean the rust off with sandblasting. I got so dirty, I think more of it was transferred to me. I had to clean parts that were just caked with old grease mixed with dirt. And you have to chisel off the dirt and the grime. And I cleaned and I washed. And that's what God does in our hearts if we let him. The process of justification is salvation. Sanctification is fitting us for heaven and washing us, cleansing us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.